Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Wednesday, November 20th, 2019. We have 15 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. Today, we're going to continue my interview with a Columbia River bar pilot. He's retired now, but he spent a career as a ship's captain and a bar pilot here on the Columbia, Captain Robert Johnson. I've interviewed him many times before on the Ship Report, but not in recent years, so it's nice to hear his voice back on the air. We're talking about a kind of a complex changes that are going to happen in January relating to the kind of fuel that ships can burn and the kind of pollution they're allowed to emit. So this is kind of a big deal. I haven't seen too much reported on in the general media about it, but it is going to be a huge sort of a sea change, if you pardon the expression, for the maritime industry come January 1st. Today we're going to be talking about where the fuel comes from, this new fuel that ships are going to burn, and is there going to be enough? But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Well, first, we've got two inbounders. We have 9 in our Astoria anchorages, and we have 4 outbounders. A quick look at our marine weather forecast. We do have a small craft advisory in effect. That was earlier this morning, but you can see those advisories creeping into our forecast with more frequency. That means winds are up in the 20 to 34 knot range. And boy, it may not sound like much, but 34 knots is a lot of wind out there. When you're talking about the open ocean with the wind just howling across the top of the sea, it can get really kind of difficult out there, which is why there is an advisory to warn smaller craft that it could be a problem for them. Today, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots, gusting as high as 20. Wind waves from the northeast 3 feet at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 11 feet high at 10 seconds, subsiding to 8 feet at 12 seconds in the afternoon. So you can see the weather is sort of toying with the idea of getting really difficult out there. That's what happens at this time of year. But as far as our ship schedule goes, we have the Grand Race arriving in the river this evening, actually. She's arriving from Tacoma. She's a car ship with Hyundais on board. She'll pass Astoria around 7:30 p.m. About 6 hours later, she will be at the port of Portland. The Takeshio is arriving from South Korea, headed for Astoria's anchorage. She's going up eventually to the port of Portland to pick up potash, but she'll stop in Astoria's anchorage for a bit. She'll be there around 9:30 this evening. We have those 9 ships in the Astoria anchorage. 2 of them are heading upriver. The rest are awaiting orders. The Restinga is headed from the Rice Island anchorage, just a little bit upriver from Astoria, but visible from the waterfront, headed to Kalama to pick up corn, soy, or wheat. She probably already left, actually, at about 2:30 this morning and headed upriver. The CL Century is in the Astoria anchorage. She's headed upriver to pick up wheat around noontime today. The Magic P is awaiting orders, along with the Daria Jaya, the Explorer Oceana, the KT Birdie, the VSC Pollux, the Yag Amar, and the Nias. And all of those vessels are all picking up wheat. I'm not quite sure about the Nias. She's the only one I'm not sure about. But the others, for sure, are going to be heading upriver to pick up wheat. So this harvest time is a big deal on the Columbia for that cargo. The Union Mariner is outbound today with corn, soy, or wheat on board out of Kalama. Left about 5 a.m., could pass Astoria maybe around 10 a.m. The Ardmore Dauntless is leaving Klatskanai port westward with ethanol. She's leaving around 8 a.m., so maybe around 10:30 outbound past Astoria. The Argonaut is leaving the port of Vancouver with wheat on board at about 2 p.m. That would put her past Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. And the Monegasque Epée is leaving. Boy, these ship names are really neat sometimes, so poetic sounding and obscure, leaving Portland with wheat on board at about 6:30 p.m., so maybe a little bit after midnight she'll pass Astoria. Well, let's hear more from Captain Robert Johnson. This is all about the fuel, this new cleaner-burning fuel that ships are going to have to burn come January 1st.
So the vast majority of ships' bunker fuels are supplied in just a handful of ports. Singapore is the largest bunker port in the world and does almost 50 million tons of fuel a year. It supplies that to ships that are passing Singapore. Fujairah, which is at the entrance to the Persian Gulf, is another very large bunker port, which does about 24 million tons, and in Rotterdam in Europe does about 10 million tons. So bunker suppliers are scrambling to get enough of this compliant fuel. The refineries are having to retool to make it. So there was a limited amount of the low sulfur fuel oil came out of the refining process up until recently. Some of the supplies are being handled by blending other compliant fuels. This includes gas oil, which is the marine version of diesel oil. It's sort of similar to what you buy for your truck, a little less refined. Low-sulfur fuel oil, and some of the low-sulfur crude oils can be used directly in this blending process. And stockpiles are being built up all over the world, Singapore being the largest bunker port, so there are 30 large tankers sitting off Singapore right now with about 4.5 million tons of this new compliant fuel oil on board. It's called floating storage. And one European tanker company, Euronav, purchased 420,000 tons of compliant fuel and loaded it aboard one of the two largest ships in the world, a 440,000 ton ship, and sailed that ship to Singapore so that it's on standby for them. They're hoping that they will have bought the fuel cheaper and make sure they have availability for their ships by having this ship sitting there with 400,000 tons of bunker fuel aboard.
And that was Captain Robert Johnson talking about the kind of fuel, the new fuel, that ships are going to have to burn come January 1st. And there's a term that he used there that I'm not sure everybody understands. It's called bunker fuel. That's kind of a generic term given to fuel that's poured into a ship's tanks to power its engines. And right now, bunker fuel that's used out at sea in the open outside in international waters is pretty dirty stuff. And this is going to make big changes to what ships are allowed to burn. And all those huge numbers and cargo, I mean, some of those super tankers are just way bigger than anything that could fit in the Columbia. They're absolutely gigantic. And those huge amounts of fuel are needed, however, because ships burn, as we learned yesterday, a ton of fuel per hour, which speaks to how much fuel is generally on ships. I mean, so any ship has the potential to have a huge oil spill in it if anything went wrong, which is one reason why there are pilots on vessels and they take great care with safety. But huge amounts of fuel are burned on these ships to keep them going. It's the biggest expense that a ship incurs other than the personnel on board for a ship that has, say, a crew of about 30 people. So interesting. Huge amounts of money change hands in the maritime industry. And anyway, new fuel come January 1st. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.